Metra commuters, your attention please. The next Metra train approaching your station will be a Metra Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Cary. Broadcasting live from the beautiful village of Cary, Illinois. Oh, we don't need to see that again. But that was You Must Stand for Something song. It was a beautiful song. Welcome to Voices Cary Live. My name is Randy Scott. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful village of Cary to X, formerly known as Twitter, Rumble, and YouTube. And then we post to Facebook. And then if you don't like to watch my face for radio talk about local events, we are audio only as well. So we have a RSS feed, which is like a update term for audio only. And you, what you can do is listen wherever you listen to your podcasts. So if you want to listen on the train ride into the city or on your car commute, go ahead and listen there. And I'm really happy to be with you guys today. It's a really chilly, brisk day. Let's take a look. This is the Three Oaks Recreation Center at 515. It says it was 19 degrees and feels like 3 degrees. So we got that going for us. A little chilly. Sweater weather. And then there's a live look at the radar. Looks pretty clear. What Voices Cary is a alternative to social media. What we do is it's an independent venture from me that is trying to create conversation and to know our neighbors and to not just be keyboard warriors. It's not a bad thing to talk, even about issues that we don't agree on. We need to talk about them so that our future generations can reap the benefits of us sitting down as adults and discussing. And I have nice local events here. Brand new printer cartridge. So we're back up and running. So yeah, let's dive into some local events. And then I have that the Voices Cary Park District tree. I wanted to share with you why there's an arch behind the tree. And I just I have that for you at the end of the show. I wanted to share that with you yesterday, but I didn't have the picture available, and I wanted to have that on there as I was describing it. So let's get into local events. Briargate Cary, the Cary Grove Swing Choir, another great show. Thank you for sharing your talents with us. So the Cary Grove Swing Choir went to Briargate and put on a show for them. Awesome. That's got to be fun to see as a child, you know, if it's described to you that, hey, this could be you going into as you progress into the school district. This is what, you know, you could do. Very inspirational. Thank you. Oak Knoll, kids are working on comparing and contrasting gingerbread stories. They have been able to talk about the characters, setting, and events in each story. So a little storyboard there, which pretty much everything begins as a storyboard. This show began as a storyboard. One day I'll show you the dry erase board is still in the office with some of the ideas for the show and where we wanted to go, and everything starts as a story. So you can kind of see what you need to do to get where you want to be. And there's really no personal needle that I want to move. There's nothing I'm trying to gain out of this other than fabric for the community to be stronger. That's what we storyboard. And sometimes it takes investment into things you believe in and things that you want to see happen for when you turn the keys over to the next generation. So storyboards, look at, they have character, setting, ending. Very cool. And then the Cary Consolidated School District 26 Twitter feed said it's Comp Sci Week. Comp Sci sounds like a fraternity, but it's actually a computer science week at Briargate School, and our SS are impressing us with their creativity and skills. Our fifth graders designed and built unique standing trees using only a set of provided materials. Our second graders coded stories. That's excellent. Kind of an Apollo 13 vibe there with you only have this. You only have a duct tape, a mouse trap, and a 2-liter bottle to make it happen. And that's when you get really good critical thinking happening. So that's cool to see that. Dr. White, Mr. Brandon White, the superintendent for District 26, posted on his X feed, amazing opportunity to share nationally the amazing work we are doing in Cary School District 26 to improve instruction for all students through ensuring equality and high quality education by amazing teachers. That looks like a good roundtable and a good group event. Always good to have a meeting of the minds. Let's see if I pulled it in. Yeah, I did. So, me being the nerd, I looked at their PowerPoint of what he had pulled up at the moment. And on that PowerPoint slide, I pulled in what they were looking up, and this is what they were discussing at that given moment. It was an acronym called KASAB, and it stands for Knowledge, Attitudes, Skills, Aspirations, and Behaviors. It's a model used for planning and evaluating professional development, aiming to create transformational change in educators. Here's how it breaks down knowledge, what educators know or need to learn, attitude, the beliefs and feelings educators have about teaching, skills, the practical abilities educators need to teach effectively, aspirations, the goals or aspirate. Oh, they use the word, and this is from a search engine. So the goals or aspirations educators hold for their teaching and student outcomes and behaviors. Might be my favorite here is the actual practices or actions educators take in the classroom. Very cool. Thank you for doing that for the community and sharing your knowledge and bringing your knowledge to our community. Game day, Cary Grove basketball Trojans travel to Hampshire. Hampshire or Hampshire? Is it Hampshire or Hampshire? I always say Hampshire. Comment below. How do you say it? Hampshire? One or Hampshire, two. They travel to Hampshire for a Fox Valley Conference matchup with the Whips. That starts in 9 minutes. So go get them, Trojans. Albertsons and Jewel Osco made the news. Kroger, the folks who own Mariano's and a whole grab bag of other brands, pulled out of a merger deal. So the parent company of Jewel Osco, Albertsons, Albertsons actually has some storefronts under the banner of Albertsons out in the South, but they own Jewel Osco, and Kroger pulled out of their merger, possibly, some would say, benefiting competition and local mom-and-pop stores, improving workers' ability to negotiate, and also lower prices on the shelves, because now they have they're still competitors. So if everybody's in the same bed together as the same company, they can kind of make their own prices because they don't have to compete with the store down the street. That's why Aldi kind of kind of keeps everybody in check almost. I'll tell you a quick story. It's kind of like a gas wars back in the day when, there was not all the gas didn't come from the same place essentially, and you had ma and pa gas stations, and one person would drop their price by one cent, and then the owner down the street would see that, and then they drop their price 2 cents, and so on and so forth. There's actually like a mutual understanding within the industry for hospitality for like hotels. I know like in tourism areas, it's kind of an unwritten rule with the tourism industry that nobody posts prices. Like sometimes you see on like on the interstate, like a Super 8 or a Motel 6, they'll post like our going rate is, you know, $59 a night or something. It's kind of a playing nice in the sandbox to where if you're in a tourism area, if you start posting prices, everybody loses because now people want to post prices less than the other. So there's an unwritten understanding that nobody does that. So this will increase or keep competition for the time being. Albertsons and Jewel Osco are claiming damages for the merger pullout, saying that they spent some money trying to make the merger happen. So they're going after Kroger for that. But keeping Jewel Osco local, I'm a fan of that. Keeping the Jewels to its roots for the time being. McHenry County XFeed posts the McHenry County Workforce Network is holding an on-site hiring event from 9 a.m. to noon tomorrow at their Woodstock office. If you're looking for a job, these companies are looking to hire you. And you got Top Line Transportation, ATEC, Ambulance, Frito-Lay, and Pace. Frito-Lay is a Pepsi company. Pace is a transportation company, and ATEC is a ambulance company. It's a private ambulance company. That's actually a great way if you're interested in getting into firefighting or EMS. And none of the fire departments will, you can't get on any of the fire departments because of, you haven't had the fortunate of getting on. ATEC makes a really good paramedics and EMTs. They have a product. They put out really good paramedics and EMTs. I've worked with a lot of them when I worked at hospitals and firefighting. And what ATEC does differently than what fire departments do is that ATEC does transporting. They do more transporting than like a fire department. A fire department will pick up for an EMS call, maintain patient care for maybe 5 minutes while they go to the hospital. ATEC has pretty long transport times, and that really gets your skills going. So not to say that the skills of fire department EMS are different. It's just you have different transport times and you might see different challenges on a more consistent basis. So ATEC, good company to work for. And then Top Line Transportation, I think that might just be a transportation arm of ATEC. And then McHenry. Six newcomers and four existing stores will have a space at McHenry's Riverwalk Shops for the 25 season starting in May. These are some shops. The city of McHenry put these up. They're incubators for businesses to be able to, one, be able to get in leasing and to get their business established. And it kind of helps businesses not have to be in the red for getting a storefront. A lot of commercial real estate is really expensive. So the sooner you can get in the black, meaning when the numbers are like you've paid your expenses, like the lease and other utilities and stuff. So this is the city of McHenry put this as an incubator to help small businesses not become small and to grow. Amazing idea. And actually, we discussed this in the last few shows ago, was that Tina Bree and Joe Cicero from the morning show at Star 105, Joe Cicero left to go work at the outdoor theater in McHenry. And then Tina Bree is actually starting a shop there for romance novels and a bookstore. So, you know, go make a trip out there when you go to Riverside Bakery and peruse the businesses over there. Let's give them some Carrie love. The Cary Grove Gymnastics, a little local business spotlight. They have a kids' night out New Year's party, Saturday, January 4th, 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Games and prizes, pizza and dessert. Bring your water bottle. $25 for the first child, $20 for additional. And ages 3 to 12. Must be potty trained. It's a fun event. And then one more event from them. Kids Night Out, 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on December 21st and January 25th, 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Crafts, races, open gym, fort building, tumbling. That's fun times. It's a fun place in there. Bring the kids. The Sparrow's Nest. They say what a fantastic time we had at the 24 Mary Carey Parade. They had their float out there. And I wanted to give them some love because not only is it a great donation place to where you can donate toys and other you know, furniture and pretty much anything. They are a great place to shop for Christmas as well, whether it be decor items or presents. And they're no different than a retailer. They have sales and stuff. They had a recent lamp sale, so it's go in there and see what you can find for decor. Instead of getting something straight off the boat, you can get something and support a good local cause. McHenry County Conservation District, join us this Friday and Saturday between 5 and 9 p.m. at Boone Creek Conservation Area in Bull Valley for a candlelight hike. Enjoy nature at night with the trails lit by candlelight. You can kind of see a candle there right at the post. That's a fun time. And then I saw this picture of the good old days. I remember doing this in a sandbox, and I wanted to get your feedback. I remember making tunnels in a sandbox, and now when I bought sand recently, it was a different texture. It was like more coarse, and I was like, there's no way, even when it gets wet, there's no way to make tunnels in there. So I gotta find some good sand. We have a sifter, and we were sifting, and we separate the big rocks from the smaller stuff. And I got to get one of those, like, gem bags. You know how they have the mining company bags where you can put stuff in? You have, like, certain things you have to find in, like, in sand. I got to put one of those in. We got to sift through it. But I wanted to see if that brought any memories back for all of you. McHenry County Historical Society, the museum will be closed for the rest of December while we get things ready for next year. We enjoy seeing you in 24. They're gearing up and will open January 6th. Beautiful. And you, even though they're closed, you can still buy stuff online. They have books by local authors. They have a great resource page if you're interested in history and stuff, or doing projects for school. It's a great resource for local history, and they will definitely appreciate the support if you go online and find something that tickles your fancy. And then when I was pulling that up, I decided to shoot on over, and I got this. This is on West Main Street in Cary. It says Sidney Osgood on the left and Foy Mensch riding a mule wagon along West Main Street, Cary, 1889. The Nish building stood in the middle of the block and was named for Civil War veteran Captain James Nish. Cary's first postmaster. Captain James Nish was born in Wilkinshire, Scotland, 1824, and coming to America in 1851. In 1854, he moved to Cary and opened a dry goods store. During the Civil War, Nish was commissioned to raise a company for volunteer service, the 95th Illinois Infantry Company 1 in Algonquin Township. Nish participated in the Battle of Champion Hills, the Siege of Vicksburg, and Battle of Atlanta. He was mustered out August 17th, 1865, and resumed the mercantile business in Cary. That was fun history to find out he was the first postmaster. And we have a Nish Road in Nunda Township. I wonder if there's any relation. And then finally, this was a salt truck. Sometimes municipalities will name their salt trucks. And I saw this. It's a Control Salt Delete. I thought that was a fun name of a plow truck. Wanted to share that with you. And then the Voices Cary Tree. Wanted to share with you my reasoning for the arch. Not only is it, I like making the arches with a PVC pipe and taking the kids to Home Depot and getting that stuff, but I thought the arch, I looked up, and this is what an arch can symbolize. I'm just going to read this and you can apply it to your life how you see fit, but I found it inspirational. It stands strength and stability, passage, triumph, victory, unity, eternity, protection, cultural and religious significance, and journey or quest. So that's our Voices Cary Tree. If you have, that picture was from yesterday, but if you have any, if you want to make it a family day and make an ornament, go out there and hang it on the Voices Cary Tree. That tree is yours. We'll be adding some color to that over the weekend with some ornaments and stuff, but feel free to stop by and hang an appropriate ornament on there with the family. I thoroughly enjoy putting the show together for you today, and it's an honor to join you wherever you may watch. This show is marketed to Cary. But if you are not in Cary and you view the show, see what we're doing and apply this to your own town. You can do this with a cell phone, and it I have a workflow that I with a family it's difficult to always do it every day, but I want to make a point to it to be consistent, and I find it very satisfying to bring the community together with local events and whatnot. Start it on your phone and do it for your own community, and great things will happen. Thank you for joining me today for Voices Cary Live. We are broadcasting live to X, Rumble, and YouTube live every weekday, and we are available wherever you may listen to your podcasts. If you'd like to email us, go to voicescary@proton.me. That's email us at voicescary@proton.me, and we'll shout it from the rooftops. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for joining me, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, one!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.